Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The KDKA Morning News with Larry Richard and John Shumway.
I'm Larry Richard. Welcome to the weekend. John Shumway off this morning, back early next week. Welcome to KDKA.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hey, this is pretty exciting because obviously Lin-Manuel Miranda's reputation, but this show, In the Heights, came long before that.
Long before his reputation. I feel like as an original cast member, I got to see his reputation form from the ground up.
Yeah, what kind of guy is he? I mean,
he's amazing.
Seems like a delightful person.
He is. All the heart that's written into his shows is a direct effect of him as a human being. He is just super down to earth, and he just happens to have this insane God-given talent for writing hit musicals.
That's a great way to put it.
It's just kind of unfair. Yeah.
And Josh, even though you're from Queens, New York, you have a very strong Pittsburgh connection.
I do. I went to school here at Carnegie Mellon, or Carnegie.
That's good. Very
you
good.
You know how they, yeah, yes.
Well, there is a Carnegie.
Carnegie Mellon.
Well, what do you say for the Carnegie place in Manhattan?
You know, I say we were here first. No, I went to school here for college for about 4 years, and I graduated a year ago, 2016.
So. Well, good. Good to have you back. So In the Heights, for those folks who are unfamiliar with the storyline, tell us about it, Stephanie.
Basically, we follow the life of a guy named Usnavi, who Josh plays in the show, through a couple of days in the life in Washington Heights, where he lives uptown New York. On the surface, it's a story about the neighborhood that he lives in that we affectionately refer to as El Barrio. Ultimately, you see that it becomes a story of home and family and connection and what it means to find yourself in the place where you're happiest. And it's an absolutely beautiful story with, Josh said earlier, loads of intersecting storylines. About love and difficulties, financial troubles, and financial wins. And it's about home.
Yeah.
I think that'll resonate with a lot of people here.
Oh, yeah.
And so far, what's the reaction when people realize, oh, In the Heights, that's from that guy?
Yeah. I think there is a mix of excitement and also a little bit of wonder to think of, because everybody basically knows Hamilton, you know, the beast that Hamilton is. But I think it's something really nice, really refreshing to introduce then Lin-Manuel Miranda's first work of In the Heights, that not many people were aware that he did this like while he was in college, right? So I think just people are just as excited to watch the show, you know, as if they were going to go see Hamilton, because it's like his, I feel like this is his baby, like his first. So
yeah, and we've heard from so many people that are pleasantly surprised. You know, so many of the audience members that are waiting outside at the stage door when the show is done are people that are like, I've heard the album. You know, because everyone after Hamilton wants more. So now they're like, well, what else can I get from Lin, right? So they go out and they buy the In the Heights album and they hear it. And Pittsburgh is a place where now you're able to come and actually see the show, see the thing that's on the album. And what's cool is that we're doing all the original Broadway choreography and staging. And so people are seeing the authentic version of that.
Yeah. That's good to know. We like authentic here.
Oh, yeah.
We're big on authentic.
And the creative team that was like behind this production, you know, and our director, Michael Balderrama, he definitely made sure in the 4 days that we had to rehearse, or 6 days that we had to rehearse, to make it as close as possible to how authentic the show could be.
And a lot of us are from the original production from the tour. And
You said you're with the original production, and now have you noticed a heightened awareness because obviously of Hamilton's success? Now they want to see In the Heights.
Yeah, I mean, actually, as for Heights, has people have been asking for Heights for years. I'm also an original cast member of Hamilton, so that has really been on the forefront. That's, you know, the thing that I've been staring me in the face for the last few years. But I think now, because Hamilton is, you know, quote unquote, inaccessible for a lot of people right now.
Right.
Bringing Heights around the country is a way for people to sort of touch Lin's work. And you see like the roots of how he built everything that goes into Hamilton. Like if you're familiar with Hamilton, you see Heights, you're like, oh, that's thing that he did.
That's
there.
That chord progression.
Yeah.
Hey,
exactly.
That's a good way to look at it.
Yeah.
In the Heights at the Benedum through Sunday, Pittsburgh, CLO.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.